This Saturday, the Massachusetts Audubon Society's Elisa Landry and her team of 10 will strike out in the pre-dawn darkness to comb through a 15-mile area around Millis, Massachusetts.
To see and mostly listen for screech owls, great horned owls, and the barred owl.
From sunrise to sunset, they will take painstaking note of every single bird that they see. Every owl, every starling, every chickadee, every goldfinch.
We're also compiling information on the weather conditions, the amount of snow cover, the percentage of the area that's frozen.
Landry's stalwart gang of volunteers won't be alone. Over the next 3 weeks, more than 2,500 groups like hers will complete counts throughout the Western Hemisphere. This is the Audubon Society's annual Christmas bird count. It's happened every year since 1900, and all 114 years are compiled in a staggering accessible database, an indispensable ornithological gold mine.
You couldn't possibly fund a study that looks at what's happened with birds over half the continent over three quarters of a century.
That's Jeff LeBaron, director of the annual Christmas bird count for the National Audubon Society.
But by looking at citizen science data sets where people with a passion about something are going out and just gathering data and contributing it to a database online, then it's available for scientists to use and do their analyses on.
But wait, with some 70,000 citizen scientists, everybody from high school students to retired college professors collecting data each year, just how reliable can it be? Like, how do we know they're not just counting the same birds over and over again?
People have routes that they take in areas that they cover, and you don't retrace your steps, or you don't count if you have to retrace your steps.
Okay, but what about well-meaning people who can't tell a goose from a gull?
Anyone who's new to birding or new to the area wouldn't be out alone. They'll always be with somebody who knows the birds and the area.
Fine. But what about the fact that some groups have way more people than others, and not everybody is out there for the same period of time?
More people in more areas are going to count more birds, but if you actually weight the data for the effort,
which they do,
then you get a real feel for what's happening over time across the continent.
The proof really is in the pudding. LeBaron says the Audubon Society fields multiple requests for their data every single week from researchers, conservationists, and teachers. It's provided scientists with a real-world look at the effects of climate change.
What we've been able to track is how birds have shifted over the last 50 to 70 years in terms of the actual center of abundance of their range. And that center of abundance, the place where you're most likely to find the most of that species, has actually shifted significantly northward for over two-thirds of the species that we studied.
And that's helping them chart a course for the future.
The exciting thing now is our recent climate change report was looking at what might be happening based on different climate change scenarios over the next, 20, 50, and 80 years. It's a whole new way of looking at conservation, really.
And it's all thanks to tens of thousands of volunteers who Landry and LeBaron both say, yes, are excited about the science, but come out each year because of their passion for our fine-feathered friends and for each other.
We start at 5:30 in the morning, and by 4:30 in the evening, it's already sunset, so we gather for soup and stories of our days in the field.
And that's one of the reasons that people are so avid about doing their counts is because they really do get to see not only a lot of great birds in a lot of great areas, but also they get to see a lot of their great friends when they're doing it.
From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR. I don't care for walking downtown. Crazy auto car gonna mow me down. Look at all the people like cows in a herd. Well, I like birds. If you're small and on the search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on.
you.